Hey y'all. So today I want to talk about a few things that involve keto. So if you're not on the keto bandwagon, this podcast may not interest you. One thing that I see a lot in my group on Facebook is people post a lot in there and they say things similar to, well, I'm not going to track my macros because I don't want to do that. Because it's too time consuming or it makes my anxiety high, but I'm not losing any weight. And whenever I read a post like that, what I want to say is, you may not want to do that, but you have to either do the work or not get the results. Do you know what I mean? I think people expect these results from keto to come so easily because the stigma around keto is that it's easy, that it's a great diet, it's easy to stick to. And while that may be true, it is very easy to stick to, it's also very complicated. And the thing that I learned when I was losing weight is when I started tracking my macros, I realized that I was doing it way off. Like, I was not getting the right fat to protein ratio. I was eating way too many calories. And I don't know if you know this, but no matter what diet you do, keto, any diet, you have to have a calorie deficit to lose weight. I think 1 pound of weight is like 3,500 calories. So people don't want to track their macros. But they want the same results as if they were tracking their macros. Now, tracking your macros is tedious. It is time consuming. It is hard to do. It's very inconvenient. It just takes a lot of time to do. And that's why people don't like to do it. But the thing about it is that it's so crucial. There are not very many people that can intuitively eat and get the same kind of results. I mean, there are people that can. And that whole thing comes into play with your body and your medical issues and everything. I always say two people cannot keto the same. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Just from having so many clients that are so different, that need so many different things to be able to get the same results. So many things go into play, and I get people asking me all the time, "Well, what did you do? I want to do what you did. I will do what you did." And I'm like, "Well, it's not as easy as that, because what worked for me may not work for you." But I know if you track your macros and you stay in your macros, in your set macros, and you really do it, you're going to see results. And I know you don't want to do it. Like, I know how just thinking about it is just like, oh God, I don't want to do that. It's like the same as, when you think about doing laundry or dishes, or for me anyways, that's the two chores that I hate the most. When I think about, especially dishes, when I think about doing the dishes, I'm just like, man, like just thinking about it overwhelms me. Just thinking about it makes my anxiety spike. It's just like, man, I don't want to do this. I'd rather just throw them all away and get paper plates. You know what I mean? Like, it's that type of thing with tracking your macros. But I'm telling you, take the time to learn how to do it. Because after you do it for so long, and after you figure out how to eat on keto, you will be able to intuitively eat and lose weight and maintain your weight. I haven't counted macros in an app like MyFitnessPal or Carb Manager in probably almost a year. Now, I did it religiously when I started losing weight, but after I lost a significant amount of weight, and after I had been tracking for so long, I knew how to do it without tracking. It may not be on point, but it was good enough that I still got results. And so you gotta ask yourself this, you may not want to track the macros, but what is more important? not tracking the macros and staying in the same spot that you're in, or tracking the macros, putting in the work, and seeing the results. Because I'm telling you what, the results are worth it. It is worth the time. It is worth the effort. It is worth all of it. And now I can understand if, like me, someone that's been overweight their entire life, you don't know what it feels like to be a normal size until you get there. You have all these expectations of what it will feel like, and, you know, all of these thoughts when you think about yourself as that person that you want to be or that size that you want to be, and you think about how it's going to feel, but you don't know because you've never been there. It's not the same as someone that has been a normal size or thin and then gained a bunch of weight and then had to lose it. If you've been overweight your whole life, that's all you know. You don't know what it feels like. And that's why I tell everybody it is worth it, because I honestly think it's even different than growing up thin or being thin most of your life and then gaining weight. Being heavy all your life and then losing weight is a completely different feeling. And it is nothing like you even think. I mean, it is so much better. And sometimes I think that when I tell people this, they think, I said I wasn't going to cry this time. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I feel like they think I'm just over exaggerating or something like that, but I'm not. I'm not. It feels so good. It feels so good, y'all. I'm telling you. It feels so incredibly good to reach your goal and to get to the place that you've always dreamed of being. And once you get there, you are not going to regret any of the time that you use to put the effort in, to track your macros, to do this, to do that, to do the things that you know you need to do, but you may not want to because it's inconvenient or it's time consuming or it takes work or it's not easy. Haven't you ever heard the saying, anything good doesn't come easy? I mean, I know that's probably not even how it goes, but you know what I mean. That's true. I mean, really, it is. Even in a relationship, you have to put the work in. At your job, you have to put the work in. You know, everything. Anything you try to do, you have to put the work in for it to turn out right the way that you want it to. For things to be the way you want them to be. And think about this. You can say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to track my macros. But every day that goes by that you're not doing what you need to be doing, what you know you need to be doing to get to where you want to be, is one less day that you get to experience the pure joy that it will bring you. And I don't know about you, but I'm not wasting no more days. This is my life. This is your life. This is your only life. You don't get another chance to do it. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is it. This is the big show. You get to do whatever you want. You get to live it how you want. You get to make the choices. You get to make the choices. You are in control, okay? It's you. You get to control what you do, how you do it, what goes in your mouth, everything. You get to control that. It's you. So if things aren't turning out the way you want them to, it's because of you. You need to get real with yourself. You need to really, really get real with yourself. Sit down with yourself and have a conversation. Because you're in control. You could have a completely different life in less than a year. You can be a completely different person. You can look back in a year and say, man, I am so freaking happy. I am so happy that I put the work in. I know that's hard to wrap your head around, especially if you've never been there. All it takes is doing the work. Every little step. Just do it. Just take it day by day, because it's going to add up and it's going to be remarkable. You're going to be someone that people look at and say, wow, look at her or look at him. They did it. Like, they really did it. And if you think about how many people in this world right now that are trying to lose weight, how many people do you know that actually get to the finish line compared to the people that don't? Compared to the people that give up, compared to the people that quit, compared to the people that don't do the work. It's not very many. You know why? Because it's work. I just want to challenge you. If you don't know how to track your macros, learn how to do it. Start doing it. If you get through a month and you have no changes, then just stop. But you know, what's it going to hurt to try? What are you going to lose if you try? The only thing that you're going to lose is weight. But you're going to gain a lot more. A lot more. You're going to gain a whole new life, a whole new you. And it's so worth it. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Take today and just think about it. You don't have to start right now. You don't have to start today. You don't have to even start tomorrow. But really think about it. Weigh out the pros and cons. Because you know you can do it. You know you have what it takes to do this. So start doing it. You owe it to yourself.